Hi everyone, hope you are all good and healthy. This is Devlina along with Saurabh from Icons Behind Brands, and you're listening to the third episode of our interesting podcast series, Iconic Ads with Devlina and Saurabh, the show that revolves around the creative ideas behind the well-known ads and taglines. Are you all looking forward to hearing great marketing insights of some renowned iconic advertisements? This podcast is for people, including me, who are fascinated by the popular ads and their ad campaigns. And today we are here to talk about the marketing campaign led by Bharati Exa with our guest, Mr. Chandan Jha. Mr. Chandan Jha, who is the managing partner and founder of Simple Tribe, he has over 2 decades of experience with top advertising agencies like McCann, Ericsson, etc. If we have to look at his field of expertise, he has specialization in digital marketing, integrated marketing, advertising, and brand management.
Yes, Saurabh, last time we have discussed and looked into the BTS of 2 different ads. And now today, as we all know, we have discussed that we are going to discuss about Bharti Axa's insurance ad, which was funny, but it was like seriously funny, right?
Yeah, so difficult to find, ads from the insurance sector, you know, which is otherwise considered a very sleepy or a boring or a, you know, one size fit all kind of a sector. It's so interesting to find something iconic from the insurance sector, and that also from a player which is probably not the top player that comes to somebody's mind, you know. It's not the first brand that comes to your mind, but if you were to ask somebody to think about the first insurance ad, maybe this is the ad that will come to their mind. See, whenever you think of the insurance sector from a marketing standpoint, you know, it's largely about fear and awe. You know, it's all about, you know, what will happen to your family? What if this tragedy strikes you? Have you thought about it? You know, we are caring for you. So they usually try to take a high ground on emotion, you know, and that's where the clutter-breaking ability falls, because, you know, as a consumer, if you find a message which is not comfortable for you, if you have a message that makes you uncomfortable, you tend to dispense with that. You know, you block it out in your mind. You don't want to see it. So, which is why, you know, whenever you see a lot of those cigarette ads in movie halls, we block it out. You know, we don't remember it. We don't think about it. We don't see it. So, you know, using humor, using something which is funny is actually a great way to cut through the clutter when it comes to a sector as serious as, you know, insurance. You know, you have hassles to deal with. And I think, one of the things that, you know, insurance companies can do well is to pick up those pain points that, say, the middle class would face, you know. And if that pain point can be highlighted, it can probably be something that can have a cut through or an appeal across a very wide sector of society.
True. So let's see the ad first, and after that, I'll tell you like whom I'm going to call on today's episode.
Sounds good. Let's go for it. Dora dora bhaga bhaga sa, dora dora bhaga bhaga sa, khutiyon pe tanga tanga sa, dora dora bhaga bhaga sa.
वक्त ये सत है. क्या आपने ऐसा इंश्योरेंस चुना है जो आपसे बीमारी में भी काम करने की उम्मीद रखता है? भारतीय एक्सा हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस प्लान जो दे आपको लमसम कॉम्पेंसेशन ना सिर्फ अस्पताल के बल्कि लाइफ के बाकी खर्चों के लिए भी. भारतीय एक्सा, सुरक्षा का नया नजरिया. भारती एक्सा ने बदला है सुरक्षा का नजरिया अपनी डेडिकेटेड क्लेम्स हैंडलर से.
आप यहाँ मेरे घर पे?
अब आपके क्लेम सेटलमेंट प्रोसेस को सरल बनाने में हम आपकी सहायता करेंगे.
तभी तो एक्सा दुनिया के बेहतरीन इंश्योरेंस कंपनियों में से एक है. 57 देशों में 10 करोड़ से भी अधिक कस्टमर्स के साथ भारती एक्सा, सुरक्षा का नया नजरिया.
Oh, nice. Yeah, just imagine something as difficult as insurance and such a rightly identified pain point, right? The fact that you need to run around, you have to worry about going to work, such a potent space they were able to find. And it will be really interesting to understand what is the backstory and how did this really come about.
The song selection is also very appropriate.
Yes, yes, yes. No, very, very melodious. Old Hindi songs, they bring back memory structures, and yet you have a sound which has got meaning, which sort of adds to the ad, which, magnifies the message. So yeah, it'll be fun to find what was the journey behind the music, the act, the creative elements.
Yeah.
So anybody in your friend list whom you've been able to reach out for this?
Yes, I have, and whom you also know, and our audience also know him by now. So let's call him Mr. Chandan Jha, who is our guest for today, who is the managing partner and founder of Simple Tribe, and had closely worked with as a senior VP in Publicis Communications. So welcome, Chandan. Chandan, I would love to know about your background and journey towards that.
So I spent close to about 15 odd years in advertising before I was at Publicis. And actually, Bharti AXA was one of the first pitches that we won. Bharti AXA was one of my key businesses that I was kind of responsible for as a brand steward. So that's broadly my introduction on Bharti AXA. As part of the larger AXA global mandate, I was the liaison between also the global team and the India brand and how it kind of was evolving in the country.
That time, Chandan, if we speak about what was the business problem that the brand wanted to address?
So it was one of the new entrants in a overcrowded category of life insurance. Yeah, foreign investments within life insurance has just opened up, and a lot of banks and a lot of other financial institutions and everybody tried to kind of do a tie up to create an insurance company. To get into this market, which is still not just at that time, but even now is quite underserved.
So particularly about this campaign, Chandan, the ad commercial, which we all loved it, the Dora Dora Bhaga Bhaga. So it was very different and unconventional. So what was the objective of that particular, ad commercial?
Yeah, as one of the smaller market share players in a category, right? You really can't embark upon creating a category by itself, right? So obviously, while a lot of noise was being created by a lot of other players about health insurance in general, we took the approach of saying, why choose us, or why we are different from the myriad set of propositions that are being thrown around into the market by a variety of players. That's broadly the route that we took. In that, while everybody kind of tries to paint a very rosy picture, right, of how life can get better, mm-hmm. Bharti AXA was always played on the side where it was actually about delivery. So that's broadly what the brand stood for, or that's what the brand really tried to do.
So typically in marketing, you have these two tasks, right? Either you want to grow the category as a category leader, or you want to steal the share by providing a compelling narrative. And as Chandan mentioned, there were some 20 odd players in the category, maybe more. And Bharti was, one of the smaller players, right? And, so they won't have the budgets to really splurge and say that, let me tell you, why is, insurance so important, or why is this category so important? I think what they really did is that they realized and said that, let the bigger fish spend their money doing all of that. But we'll tell you why and what is it that, Bharti AXA delivers. And I think delivering that in a manner which is sharp, compelling, memorable, hard-hitting, I think is what I took out of those ads and I really enjoyed about seeing.
So most of the ads that time we have seen, they were like very, tough, and, they pushed us to think back about life and all. Whereas, I mean, this particular ad was little in the funnier side, little in the, lighter side. So what was the, mindset before that?
When we look at insurance as a category, right, it always is about a sad scenario, right? As in, I'm not talking about ads, but I'm talking about the general truth of what this category kind of plays its role in, right? It's always when a mishap has happened is when insurance comes into play, right? In a category which is hopefully you never need to use, right? And that's the way I look at it, right? So that I hopefully, while I do have a health insurance, I hopefully never want to use it, right? So you really don't want to think about it. So in a scenario like that, you would rather play on the lighter side of things rather than try to turn it very morose.
I felt ki that was a breather. I mean, that time in this category, probably that is one of the reason why we remember that in a very lighter note. So, what was the key consumer insights about that? You know, the target groups, the medium channels, reach out them. If we speak a little about that.
So, actually, if you look at from a media perspective, right? So, obviously, in our country, TV is one of the most important mediums when it comes to, and especially when I'm going back 8-10 years now, right? TV was the key brand builder in many ways. Kind of reach that TV gave you, no other medium really built up to that. We were still making small investments into the digital medium and testing it out. So for example, this campaign itself had a whole leg of actual placements, right? So we actually took some people holding their saline stands and in the hospital overalls, standing at different bus stops and in various parts of the city, right? Whether it was Bangalore or in Bombay. And we actually broadcast it live as to how people react when they see somebody doing this in parking lots and when they see them doing such things on the streets. There was a gentleman who was trying to get into the Mumbai local train with something like this.
Wow.
My God.
So those reactions were recorded and actually played back on YouTube, and some of them also ran live at that point. Did it create a flurry of interest? It did. But at the same time, there was one where it went terribly wrong, right? There was a guy who was literally willing to take this actor back to the hospital. and he's like, aapko aisa nahi karna chahiye, right? So those are the kind of things that really happened. Okay. And they started abusing a company that kaun sa company hai jo dusre hospital se kaam karwa raha hai and all that. You know, all those kind of things came by, right? So it's interesting. So while at one end it was a dramatized situation, we took that dramatized situation out of the commercial and tried to put it out in real life. And then the reactions that you got from people were very, very stark. The realization that you have to end up going to work. So I had a colleague who kind of kept coming to work despite being diagnosed for cancer. This was a couple of years before this commercial really happened. Mm-hmm. And I also know of someone who kind of, you know, got laid off after he was diagnosed for cancer.
Wow.
So those are scenarios that I've seen happen in real life. Mm-hmm. As far as the inside is concerned, it's very real. It's happened to a lot of us around. But still playing it up slightly lighter was the task.
Yeah. No, I think it's quite powerful because, you know, I think, you know, from where it comes to the most difficult thing that one can imagine from any accident, you know, any of this, is really this whole fear of saying that, you know, I can't be taken care of during this time. I'll actually have to take care of others. I'll have to get back to work. I'll have to do all of that. You know, even the pandemic was one such time where I believe with Omicron, the US was sending back people to offices on the sixth day, saying, if it is just sorted, please go back to work. Luckily, we don't have, you know, as tough things in India per se when it comes to, you know, work, labor and, you know, insurance laws, right? But I think that whole stark piece of the fact that, you know, you want to be taken care of and the fact that, you know, we won't let such a scenario happen to you, right? I think is what the starkness was which they brought alive.
No, but if you look at it, even in extended parts of, you know, illness where your treatment would end up in about 6-8 months, right? In scenarios like that, you're not going to be in the hospital for six or eight months, but you will not be going to work for sure.
That's
and
right.
While you're doing that, you still have your expenses on, right? You still have to pay your rent, you still have to pay your children's fees, you still have other expenses going on. So this was just a bolt-on cover to safeguard you against the pressure of such expenses that come in, right? Beyond the hospitalization and the treatment alone.
Tell us a little bit more about the, you know, creative devices. So I think the music was a lovely creative device. The whole, you know, using the saline was a lovely creative device. Of course, the whole thing turning around was an interesting creative device. So, tell us a little bit about, you know, what went behind them, what else were you thinking and discussing around, and, you know, how powerful do you think they finally were in, you know, hitting the consumer?
So, actually, when we were testing these scripts, right, because we all went through a standard research protocol of saying, okay, storyboard select. When we were testing the script, the music didn't exist at that point. It was just supposed to be a guy getting out of hospital and trying to get to work. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The music was an addition that happened during the pre-production meeting.
Okay.
Because we were doing a parallel film along with this one, right?
Wow.
And that kind of, and both of these films were being shot together by the same director. And why? Okay. one of them was based in the idea of music or the song itself. The other one didn't have anything to do with that song, right? The other one was more about a telegraphic image of a person trying to go to office, wearing his hospital overalls with his alliance stand, right? That in itself was a powerful image. So it's during the PPM where we said, okay, if we were to add music to this, what would you see? And we just then went ahead and got this song to kind of add to it.
Yeah, but music is such an important part. I mean, even when I think about these ads, I actually remember the music and not the ads as much, you know. So important that music is such a powerful and important part of storytelling. And yet, how little that is, say, researched or, you know, done any of it. And I mean, it makes all the difference, I guess.
Yeah. So to say that, this ad was never tested with the music. It got done while we were producing it. Personally, I'm not a fanatic of using existing songs into television commercials, especially in India, right? The problem is all sorts of rights. And the procurement of these rights is such a nebulous task, right? As in, you don't know who owns it, you don't know where it is, you don't know whether you've got the right paperwork done or not. Right, but we still pushed ahead with it and went ahead and got it done. Yeah, today, if people were to ask me, right, whether we should use an existing track, I would be like, okay, as long as you can get the titles clear, you're fine. But if you can't get the titles clear, you're better off creating your own track rather than, you know, getting one. Yeah, so if we didn't buy this song actually in this commercial, we would have actually created a track of a similar nature.
Tell us a little bit more about that whole turning device as well.
That's a global mandate. Okay, that's part of the AXA. That's part of the AXA. Brand guidelines, so to speak, right? So actually, if you look at it, it's basically the pre-AXA and the post-AXA world, and that's basically the convergence or the pivot point of how it really works, right? So in many ways, it defines or actually kind of, you know, puts the two worlds apart, which is a pre-AXA and a post-AXA world. So the pre-AXA world is always the setup for the problem. Right? Or what's the real issues that consumers face, and as you turn it around. Is where the brighter AXA world comes in, right? And while it was a structure, but the structure had complete freedom in terms of what you do in both the worlds, right? So it allowed you to play with the storylines without really hampering. Yeah, in most cases, most
it was
cases,
very clear.
Find guidelines very limiting, right? But actually, I like this device which allows you to be innovative and creative, but at the same time, it just repeatedly done kind of creates a memory structure for the brand.
Like, did you have any kind of a post-launch track to study that? Like, you know, do consumers recall AXA and that device? Is there something like that?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, it does. I don't remember the numbers, but yes, that's one of the most owned assets and remembered assets within the AXA thing.
The transition.
And was it very comfortable shooting it? Or doesn't look very easy?
Yeah.
Well, there was a specific device. So even before we decided how to shoot it, whichever the production house or whoever the director, you had to book the device well in advance, right? So this equipment just to manage these two shots used to be almost 1/5 of the budget of the film.
Oh, my God. So how easy and difficult was it, Chandan? The transition and the device, because that time...
Strangely, I used to become the director in those times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all the creative guys in my team and all the film directors also would just sit aside and say, "Acha, ab tumhara kaam hai, tum dekh lo." I did that over 4 films before somebody in my films team kind of took over from there, of understanding how this device really works.
And what are the kind of, you know, business impact, how well did these campaigns do for the brand? And for the two different ads, were there two different set of outputs or they both are played more or less at the same time? So similar kind of an output.
So while they were shot together, they were run almost six to eight weeks apart from each other. So there was a bit of spillover when you look at the tracks, right? In broad strokes, the way I would look at it was, as obviously the one of the smallest and last players in the category, it still managed to cut through to come amongst the top five top of mind recalls in that sense.
They're a very powerful metric in that sense. So from a consumer impact standpoint, top of mind is one of the more stringent metrics check your impact on. Any other bloopers, any favorite stories, anything which is very interesting from that time which makes you nostalgic or makes you chuckle?
Yeah, I would love to know the bloopers.
Two bloopers actually. One was with one of the songs where what we wanted was the unmixed track, but unfortunately there was no unmixed track for that available because it was recorded at a time where it used to be a single recorded track, right? So back in the 70s, I don't think they were recorded as separate pieces, right? So you didn't have unmixed tracks, so you couldn't play around with the music and the song differently, right? So yeah, so you had to cut to that music rather than to anything else. And we couldn't manage to get the rights for that song to be able to recreate it as well. So, so we were limited by what that song timing was, right?
Okay.
So that was quite challenging actually. So I don't know if it's a blooper, it's a challenge, but yeah, it was something that happened that day.
This is for the second one, right? This is for which song?
The second one.
What's that broad wording of the song?
That Aap Yahan Aaye Kis Liye.
Aap Yahan. Right. But again, nice, very sweet and melodious tracks.
Yes, yes. And very apt, I mean, Aap Yahan Aaye Kis Liye, Aapne Bulaya, Isliye. I mean, it was perceived very differently in this ad and very apt.
So actually, if you look at that film, right, if there's no track, then that film has no, there's nothing in that film actually, right? It's just a person running from pillar to post. It's the film that actually, it's the song that actually makes that film.
So, you as a team, like Bharti AXA as a team, how they wanted to be perceived by the audience, like the audience perception and in their mind?
So obviously AXA was always trying to be seen as one of the more innovative players in the category, right? And actually, if you look at most of the propositions as they happened, and not only with these two, but with the previous ones and with the next future three new propositions that they kind of brought about, right? So yeah, so they were always seen as an innovative, caring player, right?
You know, the challenges, for me, what is interesting is the bloopers and, all the things, you as a team who has faced, and this is the essence of, this particular series, Iconic Ads, and this is what we wanted. And thank you so much for sharing all those insights with us. Wonderful conversation. Saurabh, I would like to know from you, and I have been waiting for this. What are the three takeaways and learnings from this conversation?
Yeah, again, it's been a very interesting conversation. And I'm so glad that in these series, we've been able to, dive across such different and diverse sectors, right? So, for me, the top three takeaways, I think the first big takeaway is, one of the rules of advertising, there are various kinds of advertising concepts. But one of the rules, one of the ways of creating an advertising concept, which is quite popular and used in this particular advertising, is about dramatizing the situation where the product or offer does not exist. So if you create a world where, AXA Life Insurance or any such insurance does not exist, then a person will have to, run from pillar to post, maybe even go back to office while he's still unwell, So that dramatization of the world creates the need for the offer. So that's really one of the learnings for me. One of the learnings from creativity of advertising is this is a very unique and an interesting manner of advertising, and it creates relevance for the offer through entertaining skill. Yeah. The second big learning for me is irrespective of the seriousness of the product or category, what really matters for the consumer from the point of view of memorability is really enjoyment, right? And enjoyment is something that we must always look at because, finally, a consumer will only recall or see or show interest in an ad where he is finding something enjoyable in it, right? And the role of enjoyability here is played by humor and is played by music. And I would say music is probably one of the most important things when it comes to advertising and creativity. And I think that really makes the difference between a good ad and a great ad, right? And hence, for budding marketeers out there, how well do you update yourself on music trends? How do you know about this art? I think that's really important. Yeah. The third big takeout for me, right, is that, you know, especially in categories where consumers are not very close to the product, you know. Now, say if it were to be, you know, a Netflix or a Domino's or a Lux. Now, these are product and categories that, you know, we use on a day-to-day basis. It's not so difficult to get memorability there, because if you see something from some of these sources, you're likely to remember it, and you're likely to be reminded by it maybe each time you wash your hands, you do something like that. But especially for categories like insurance, financial services, you know, electronic goods, something that you don't use every day, there, how do you get memorability, branded cut through? That's really important. And one of the ways to get memorability and branded cut through is to build a creative device that you can own, you know, like a brand mascot, like a you know, a particular iconic music tone, you know, or in this case, the whole device of the world without AXA and the world of AXA, you know, which is, yeah, and the whole turnaround, right? So I would say that is an asset which brands need to create, invest, work on, and sometimes it takes decades for them to you know, seed. And, you know, any marketer is always excited about going to the next thing. But, you know, like the way, say, Flipkart has held on to their kid adults and across a lot of their advertising, it really helps in driving cut through and building on top of, you know, your investments you've done in the past. And hence, like I said, for me, there are three takeouts. One, you know, one of the ways of doing advertising is to dramatize the world where your product or service does not exist. Second, don't forget about the entertainment value of your product, your creative, and focus on music and other ways of driving engagement. Third, look for branded cut through by building in mnemonics, mascots, music, images, a creative asset which you can hold across years, so that the consumer keeps understanding and building on top of each of your previous communications. This for me.
Superb, Saurabh. Thank you for sharing them. These are on point and very powerful takeaways. I believe once you know the rules and the formulas of any subject, for example, like as you shared the rules of marketing and advertising through your takeaways, it's pretty easy to create something relevant for your consumers. So thank you for sharing those powerful takeaways and learnings for me, for our audience, and for everyone.
Thank you so much for, you know, pulling together this series. Devlina, has been an absolute delight and pleasure. And looking forward to a lot more episodes that you can share with our audience.
So, Saurabh, what's next? What should we bring in this episode for our audience in the next episode?
So, you know, I think what's really exciting is just the sheer number of sectors we can cover, you know. And now that we have done cement, we have done consumer products, chocolate, we have now done financial services. Let's see what other sector can we go into now. What do you think will be, you know, very diverse from this?
That could be something very, you know, the women centric, or the target should be very different. And I feel a little in the, we have spoken about emotions. So let's get into the emotions, but in a very different way.
So what's a woman's best friend?
Jewelry. And makeup.
I think, no doubt. I think diamond is definitely a woman's best friend.
Yes.
So I think opening up, you know, looking at, say, the jewelry sector, you know, and maybe if we were to figure out some of the most famous jewelry brands, I think that could be a very interesting take that we can uncover.
So I have something in my mind, and we do have a friend whom I can call, and we can actually talk about some iconic brands like PC Chandra, which is one of the very popular brand in West Bengal, and we have something to talk about it.
You know, what I love about some of these jewelry brands is that, you know, some of their advertising has actually come from Bollywood actresses before they became famous. You know, and sometimes just uncovering that part, right? Like, what is that acting? And I'm sure some of these iconic ads that they worked on, you know, played a role in their eventual stardom as well. So, has PC Chandra ever featured any Bollywood star?
Yami Gautam, and she has been featured in PC Chalantra even before when she was, you know, she came for a Bollywood movie. So that I was excited about, you know, to talk about this particular ad.
That sounds good. I think let's, you know, dive into your contacts and ensure that we have another wonderful conversation for our audience next week.
Yes. So let's get into it. I'm so excited about it again.
Absolutely. Until next week then.
See how some great advertising campaigns come up with slogans and taglines that leave a mark on the whole community. Similarly, things happened with the ad campaign of Bharti Exa, and it was an absolute pleasure to know about the minds that came up with mind-blowing ideas for the campaign. Thank you for listening. Do follow us for more such amazing ad campaign insights.